Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And crypto technology, as we signed the landmark Genius Act into law.
The Trump administration has unfrozen over $1 billion for after-school and summer education programming, says a senior administration official to ABC News. The president denying there's evidence implicating him in the Jeffrey Epstein files. Amid anger of MAGA supporters, Mr. Trump has ordered the attorney general to get more Epstein material released. An explosion today at the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department bomb squad. Sheriff Robert Luna.
Tragically, they were three sworn members who were fatally killed that were assigned to our arson explosives detail.
This is ABC News. New York State taxpayers will pay Brittany Camiso nearly $500,000 to settle her claims that former Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed her. State officials okayed it today. Cuomo has denied the allegations and, through a statement from his lawyers, criticizes what they call this nuisance settlement that is meritless. He's now running for mayor of New York City. Though you've been hearing about several lightning deaths this year, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Since 2017, an average of 16 people die every year in the U.S. from lightning strikes. 2016 saw an unusually high 40 fatalities. But look back a few years and you'll find that from 1940 to 1944, the annual average was 390. Thunderstorm forecasting wasn't as accurate as it is now, and during World War II, more people, military and civilian, were outside during inclement weather.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 142 points. The S&P was even. The Nasdaq added 10 points. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Tonight, turning cloudy with showers and storms likely later. Some may have heavy rainfall with a low of 64. Occasional showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, possible through mid-afternoon. Peaks of sun later and muggy with a high of 83. And partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 62. Currently in Richland Center, it's becoming cloudy. The winds are out of the west-northwest at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 78 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Richland County Sheriff's Department reports a fatal crash occurred last Friday night. At approximately 6:45, the Richland County Dispatch received a call about a single vehicle rollover with entrapment. Deputies of the Richland County Sheriff's Office responded along with the Lone Rock EMS and the Lone Rock Fire Department. The vehicle had been traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 14 when it crossed the center line, left the road, and rolled into the ditch. The driver and only occupant of the vehicle, Donald Foster, 47 of Lone Rock, was found trapped under the driver's side of the vehicle. Life-saving attempts were started by bystanders and the Richland County Sheriff's Office. Foster was transported by Lone Rock EMS to the hospital while life-saving attempts continued. Donald Foster was later pronounced dead at the Richland Hospital. Alcohol and road conditions due to heavy rain are believed to be factors in the crash. The incident is still under investigation by the Richland County Sheriff's Office. The Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services has announced the distribution of over $36 million to fire departments across the state. The funding comes from the 2% fire dues program, which requires insurers to pay 2% of the premiums they collect to the state for distribution to professional, volunteer, and hybrid fire departments. This year's funding through the program increased by nearly 12%. Fire departments use the money they receive for things like equipment, fire prevention, programming, and crew training. Attorney General Josh Call announced that he and 45 other attorneys general have indicated they plan to move forward with an agreement in principle with 8 opioid manufacturers that could secure approximately $720 million nationwide for their alleged role in fueling the opioid crisis. Wisconsin would receive up to $12 million under the proposed settlements. The settlements have not been finalized, and the next step in the process is a sign-on period for local governments across the country. Under the proposed agreements, 8 companies would pay. They are Mylan, now part of Viatris, over $284 million over 9 years, Hikma, over $95 million over 1 to 4 years, Amneal, over $71 million over 10 years, Apotex, over $63 million in a single year, Indivior, over $38 million over 4 years, Sun, over $30 million over 1 to 4 years, Alvogen, over $18 million in a single year, and Zydus, over $14 million in a single year. In addition to these abatement payments, several of the settlements would allow states to receive free pharmaceutical products or cash in lieu of this product. 7 of the companies would also be prohibited from promoting or marketing opioids, making or selling any opioid products that contain more than 40 milligrams of oxycodone per pill, and are required to implement monitoring and reporting systems for suspicious orders. Indivior has agreed not to manufacture or sell opioid products for the next 10 years, but it would be able to continue marketing and selling medications to treat opioid use disorder. Including this agreement in principle and the recently announced proposed resolution with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family, Wisconsin and the local governments have obtained settlements amounting to more than $874 million in funds from companies and individuals that allegedly helped fuel the opioid epidemic. A coalition of e-cigarette distributors have filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin over a law passed in 2023. The law officially went into effect on July 1st and imposes fines on organizations that make and sell products that are not authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. The lawsuit argues that the law violates the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which gives the federal government the authority to regulate drug safety. The coalition is seeking a preliminary injunction to prevent the law from taking effect as the case moves forward. Gary Day, who faces 2 counts of abduction and 2 counts of child enticement, pleaded not guilty Tuesday. Day is accused of abducting a 17-year-old, Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam, who was the subject of an Amber Alert and who is carrying his child. No trial date has been set for the 40-year-old Day. Wisconsin election officials have found that the former Madison City clerk broke 5 election laws during the 2020 presidential election. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission voted 5-1 Thursday to accept a report detailing the violations, which included mishandling nearly 200 absentee ballots. However, the commission lacks the authority to bring criminal charges and did not recommend prosecution. The report cited poor management and a lack of procedures in the clerk's office. Madison has since implemented safeguards to prevent similar issues. 4 voters whose ballots were uncounted have filed claims seeking compensation as part of a potential lawsuit. A Wisconsin judge has approved releasing a woman from a mental hospital more than a decade after she nearly killed a classmate to please the fictional horror character Slender Man. Experts testified Morgan Geyser has made progress with her mental health, leading to her conditional release plan being approved. She is now 22 and has spent 7 years in a psychiatric hospital after pleading guilty to attempted first-degree intentional homicide. She and a friend lured their victim to a park and stabbed her 19 times. All 3 girls were 12 years old at the time. The case gained national attention due to the girls' obsession with Slender Man, a popular internet boogeyman. The latest results from performances at the 2025 National High School Rodeo Finals in Rock Springs, Wyoming are in. We are keeping an eye on the results of entrants who competed at the state finals held last month in Richland Center and earned the right to move on to nationals. In the Thursday morning performances in barrel racing, Kenzie Mason of Scandia, Minnesota placed 21st with a time of 21.64. In girls cutting, Callie Parrish of Laval placed 12th with a score of 194. In steer wrestling, Braden Carlson of Medford placed 7th with a time of 7.71. In the Thursday evening performances in girls cutting, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield finished in a three-way tie for 5th with a score of 207. In pole bending, Kaylin Olendick of Camp Douglas placed 27th with a time of 31.034. In rein cow horse, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead placed 21st with a score of 256. In steer wrestling, Braden Scaife of Lancaster placed 2nd with a time of 5.38. In Friday morning performances in goat tying, Callie Parrish placed 14th with a time of 8.25. In pole bending, Raylan Johnson placed 18th with a time of 24.938. In saddle bronc, Trip Kite of Oxford placed 3rd with a score of 76. In tie down roping, Nathan Van Ert of Wisconsin Rapids placed 5th with a time of 12.32. The National High School Rodeo Finals conclude tomorrow. The annual Casanova celebration is being held tonight through Sunday at Casanova Memorial Park. Tonight, there will be Home Talent League baseball action featuring the Cas Reds versus Dodgeville Knights at 7:30, and Swing Crew will perform at 8:30. Tomorrow's events include a pancake breakfast at 7:30. At 8, the Tracy O. Jennings Memorial Scholarship 5K Run 1 Mile Walk and a free kids fishing contest will be held. Registration for both events will be at 7:30. A 3-on-3 basketball tournament will also start at 8. The Casanova Legion 491 baseball games begin at 11. A Luck of the Draw Bags tournament starts at noon, and the Hope It Floats raft race will be at 1:30. Jeffrey Even is Casanova's village president.
We go around and collect scrap material from just around the area, pallets, barrels, whatever it may be, milk jugs, and teams will come and we kind of do a snake draft where they can come and pick out of the pile what they want to use, and then they have an hour to build the raft out of whatever they have, and then they race it on Lee Lake.
Tomorrow night, Pasture Golf will be at 4, High Mileage will take the stage at 8, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk. Sunday, the parade will step off at 11. Following the parade will be the Casanova German Band, a car and camper show, and a chicken or smoked pork dinner. Kinchy Pedal Pool and Bossy Bingo will be at 1. Later Sunday afternoon, Home Talent League Baseball featuring the Cas Reds versus the Mazomani Mustangs, and a raffle will be at 2. All weekend, there will be food and refreshments, free bounce houses, and a scavenger hunt at the Casanova Celebration today through Sunday at Casanova Memorial Park. Please no carry-ins. All profits benefit the Casanova Memorial Park. More information about the celebration can be found on the Casanova Celebration Facebook page. Governor Tony Evers has ordered flags to fly at half-staff tomorrow in honor of a Middleton couple. Former Wisconsin State Patrol Bureau Director David Pabst and his wife Terry were killed in the town of Middleton earlier this month. Authorities believe the couple's son James fatally shot them before killing himself. David served the State Patrol for over 38 years, including 25 as a law enforcement officer. Terry most recently worked as a special education teacher at Thoreau Elementary School in Madison. Evers said their memories and contributions to make Wisconsin a better and safer place for all who call our state home will not be forgotten.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Timothy Glenn Ernst, 63, of Winona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 5th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon to 5 at his son's home at 957 Sextonville Road in Richland Center. Memorials may be made to the Richland Center Police Department K-9 Unit. Timothy Glenn Ernst, 63, of Winona, formerly of Richland Center. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70, of Bloom City, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held in the Warren Mills Cemetery on Monday at 11. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70, of Bloom City. Alan E. Wanless, 69, of Richland Center, died Monday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. Alan E. Wanless, 69, of Richland Center. Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, so far the rain has been holding back to the west and north of our area, but that could be changing later tonight as humid air flows in from the southwest and a front approaches from the northwest. Should see some strong thunderstorms develop over in Minnesota and northern Iowa, then track southeast. Looks like the worst of them may stay back in parts of northeast Iowa, but even around here we could get a few downpours, and that chance of rain continues for about the first half of Saturday. Then we're expecting a break Saturday night into Sunday as high pressure settles in. Should make for some great conditions to get outdoors with lower humidity. However, the very warm and sticky conditions will return by the early to mid portion of next week across the Midwest, and we'll have periodic chances of thunderstorms as well. Some of those clusters could be a little on the strong side, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Your forecast for tonight turning cloudy with an 80% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially after midnight. Some could have heavy rainfall. Low temperature 64. Tomorrow, some occasional showers and thunderstorms possible through mid-afternoon. Peaks of sunshine later and muggy with a high of 83. South wind 5 to 10 becoming northwest. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low at 62 degrees. And Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant, not as muggy, with a high near 80. For Monday, partly cloudy, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday night. Low temperature 58, high about 83. Tuesday, a good chance of thunderstorms in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, warm and humid, low 66, high of 87. Another chance of thunderstorms coming in Tuesday night into Wednesday, hot and humid as well. Wednesday's low 70 with a high all the way up to 90. Thursday, mixed skies, continued very warm but humid. Chance of some showers and storms late, high 88. Hope you have a great weekend. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 77 degrees after a high today of 80 and a morning low of 52. Yesterday's high was 75 and we received a trace of rain mist. Record high set back in 1946 is 98 degrees with a record low of 50 that was set back in 1984. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 53. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:38 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:38. Winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.10 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 77 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim and this is Life Tracks. The other day, Terry and I walked from his mountaintop mansion over the ridge to see the rock outcropping that we used to hike to and sit on when we were in second and third grade. It was kind of nostalgic to see the rock that we spent time on solving all the world's problems 60 years ago. After all, we were about 7 years old at the time and we had everything figured out. What was interesting about this trip to the rock is that it didn't seem nearly as big as it did to me when we were kids. Don't get me wrong, that rock is still a big rock. It's still a long way above everything else, and a fall from that height would probably still hurt, but it isn't quite as scary as it seemed back then. Of course, back then, I never admitted to Terry that I was scared. That's the way it is with our walk with Christ. As we mature with Christ, as we get bigger in Him, the obstacles and hard places don't seem nearly as big and ominous. God has been faithful to us through life's ups and downs. He's parted the waters of our Red Sea, and we've walked through on dry ground. He's protected us with His pillar of smoke by day and His pillar of fire by night. No longer do we look at the obstacles in our lives with fear, because we know that God is with us. So friends, be strong and courageous. God's got this, and you can trust Him.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Last night in hometown league baseball, Ashton beat Poinette 16-0. It was Middleton over Black Earth 11-10. Verona defeated Cross Plains 9-4. Pine Bluffs Mount Horeb shut out Wyota by a score of 3-0. Also, another matchup with a similar score. Ridgeway beat Schulzburg Benton 3-0. It was Footville over Argyle 7-1. Reedsburg defeated Sauk Prairie 10-0. It was Evansville over Belleville 3-2. And Wisconsin Dells beat Mazomanie 3-2. Tonight in hometown league baseball action, Dodgeville will be at Casanova. It will be Sun Prairie at Monona. Black Earth is hosting Reedsburg, and Cottage Grove is hosting DeForest. The Brewers return to action after the All-Star break with a weekend series in Los Angeles. Milwaukee is riding a 7-game winning streak, while the Dodgers have won 2 straight. Tyler Glasnow goes for the home team tonight, while the Brewers will start lefty Jose Quintana. The time for the first pitch at Dodger Stadium tonight is 9:10, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at 8:35. Milwaukee swept a 3-game series at home against Los Angeles just over a week ago. An exhibit honoring Packers great Sterling Sharp opens to the public today at the team's Hall of Fame. Sharp will be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio next month. WFRV-TV reports the temporary exhibit is called Call from Canton. It focuses on Sharp's record-breaking 7 years in Green Bay. Sharp caught 595 passes in his career, good for 8,134 yards and 65 touchdowns.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Former Bucks star Damian Lillard is returning to Portland after signing a new deal with the Trailblazers worth $42 million. He will also be drawing paychecks totaling $113 million over the next 5 years from Milwaukee. ESPN reported the agreement yesterday. Lillard played 11 years in Portland before he was traded to the Bucks. He'll be one of only 2 NBA players, along with LeBron James, to have a no-trade clause as part of his contract. Wisconsin native T.J. Watt becomes the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history with a new contract with Pittsburgh Steelers worth $123 million. The 30-year-old pass rusher was about to enter the final year of his 4-year, $112 million deal with the team. KDKA-TV reports that the previous agreement had made him the highest-paid defensive player in the league at the time. Watt has been to the Pro Bowl 7 times and was named NFL Defensive Player of the Year following the 2021 season. Caitlin Clark bounced the ball, joined a team huddle, and gave one of her all-star teammates shots, a playful thumbs down before gingerly lobbing her own half-court heave Friday. It may be the most demanding action anyone's seen out of Clark this weekend in Indianapolis. Nobody envisioned the Indiana Fever's biggest star missing the all-star festivities with another injury. But even as Clark sits this one out, she remains the center of attention. From the 30-story, larger-than-life image covering Indianapolis, JW Marriott Hotel, to the wraps around the city's maze of skywalks, Clark seems every bit as in demand, maybe even more, than any other all-star. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Summer is here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those outdoor projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center is ready to handle the job. From skid steer and mini excavator work to patios, retaining walls, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing, every project they take on is built on trust, with the goal of turning your vision into a reality. Call Bailey today at 475-3973 and let Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center help you make the most of your property this season.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Basketball and get moving again.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods,
egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aiders and Plain.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Cattle were lower Friday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up on short covering and technical buying as forecasts have hot, dry weather on tap for some key growing areas. Beans did close below the early highs, though, due to profit-taking in bean oil. August beans are up 6 1/4 at 1027 and 3/4, and September was 9 higher at 1021. Unwinding some product spreads, August bean meal was up 5.30 at 274. August bean oil was down 40 at 55.82. Corn was higher, looking at the potential for stress and key development phases starting in the coming week. Overall demand continues to be solid. September corn was up 6.5 at 408.5, and December was 6 3/4 higher at 427 3/4. And wheat was up on short covering, technical buying, and the lower move in the dollar index for most of the session. The spring wheat growing region has seen an expansion in drought-impacted areas. Chicago and Kansas City continue to watch winter wheat harvest activity. September Chicago was 12 3/4 higher at 546 1/4. September Kansas City was up 11.5 at 529. September Minneapolis was a half higher at 595.5. Live and feeder cattle were down, waiting for the rest of the week's direct cash cattle business. Kellen Havikin's going to have more on that in a moment. August live was 12 cents lower at 223.55, and October was down 50 cents at 219.82. August feeder cattle were a dollar lower at 324. September was down 122 at 324.20. And hogs were up, the recent trend in pork. August lean Friday was 65 cents higher at 106.47, and October was up two at 90.62. Kellen Havikin has your full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Cattle Country had a handful of sales develop Friday in parts of Texas at $230 on a live basis, steady with Thursday's business. A few bids were renewed in parts of Nebraska at $240 live and $380 dressed. Asking prices have been around $232 plus in the south and $382 plus in the north. Box beef closed mixed choice was 27 cents higher at $373.55 and select was $235 lower at $351.49. Estimated cattle slaughter was 101,000 head. Cash hogs closed closed lower. The cash hog market remains inconsistent, with market signals continuing to limit upward momentum. Packers are hesitant to extend procurement beyond immediate needs due to continued uncertainty. Barrows and gilts of the National Daily Direct closed 5.15 sharply lower, with a base range of $98 to $112 with a weighted average price of $105.55. Pork values closed $1.47 higher at $117.79 with all primal cuts higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 463,000 head. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. U.S. sorghum is in the crosshairs as China responds to tariff threats by the Trump administration. U.S. Grains Council CEO Ryan LeGrand tells Brownfield Chinese buyers are looking elsewhere.
China imported about 70% of the U.S. sorghum crop prior to the recent tensions between our two nations, and they've just stopped buying sorghum.
More news up next on Brownfield.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
Economist says the farm equipment market is struggling. Ernie Goss with Creighton University tells Brownfield higher input costs, tight credit conditions, and low farm commodity prices are having a negative impact on equipment purchases.
You've got agricultural equipment manufacturers having a tough go of it because farmers are just being more cautious.
An extension agronomist says there are some pollination concerns across parts of the Corn Belt. Megan Anderson with Iowa State University says several Midwestern states have some reported cases of what she calls tassel wrapping in corn.
The flag leaf on the corn plant is remaining tied up tightly around the tassel. So even though the tassel has emerged, it's got anthers and is actually releasing pollen to try to pollinate the corn plant, that leaf is still wrapped up around it, which is maybe adding a little bit of challenge to some pollen dispersal.
More news online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett. Rural bankers pessimistic about economic growth. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The latest Rural Main Street Index has found that lower farm commodity prices have pushed bank loans to a record high. On this episode of Managing for Profit, Creighton University's Ernie Goss will discuss the July survey of rural bank CEOs and what it means for farmer profitability. More coming up next on Brownfield.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
Na, 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 na. Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online. Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
University economist Ernie Goss says the July survey of rural bank CEOs revealed some concerns about farmer profitability.
Well, I think it's just that the rural Main Street economy is bottoming out. And I talked about grain prices, but on the flip side, livestock prices are really strong right now. The U.S. consumer continues to buy beef and pork, and that spills over into the agricultural economy. So that's at least holding up to some degree the farm economy. Likewise, the dollar has really weakened significantly over the last several months, and that's good news for the agricultural economy. That just makes U.S. agricultural products more competitively priced abroad, and that tends to boost farm income. So again, I don't think this was great news, but it was better than some of the news we've gotten earlier this year. We asked the bankers, what's the number one issue facing your local economy? By far, it had to do with agricultural commodity prices. It certainly is important. And we asked you to divide it up, and a little more than three out of four bankers said that low crop prices were the number one threat. And then you turn to input costs, which have been going up, but only 4% of the bankers indicated that was the biggest issue going forward. And finally, the remaining almost 20% said trade tariffs, and that's of course an issue that's been with us for some time, and appears to be likely to in our surveys, picking it up in our surveys going forward.
Goss says the total RMI reading for July was above growth neutral for the second consecutive month, which is the first time that's happened since the summer of 2023.
50.0 is growth neutral. It was slightly above that reading, Brent, and that's the first time that's happened since July and August of 2023. Of course, after that, July, August of 2023, the surveys indicate the agriculturally dependent areas of the region have had to slow to no to negative growth. And of course, that's relative to grain prices. That would be soybean, wheat, and corn.
I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
There's a land of barbed wire, moonshine, whiskey. Park your car before you get stuck. Gonna grab you a beer and get on up in the truck. It's going down tonight. It's all on me, it's BYOB, and I got all we need. Yeah, boy, I'm about to show me a set of slicker. How to kick it in the sticks with the critters down. I'm on the side of the barbed wire. Girls and rolls, if you don't, you gon' broke. So we hang out by the bar.
Bye.
let nobody take your sniper.
Prong getting cow tipping. How about a little skinny dipping? Bass fishing. Take it easy on the shine. Stay away from other boys swimming. That's one damn good way for a man to get it whooped down here. These boys tough down here. Get yourself tore up down here. And be all night on three hippies and the hicks. Drive some bikers and y'all can.
Was Dan and Shay, Always Gonna Be on Country and Community, WRCL. Good evening, I'm Tim Theat. I'll be here till 8 o'clock bringing you some great music and information. Hope your Friday is a good one. Hard to believe we got another weekend here. And right now it's cloudy outside and 77 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer at 548. And going on tonight, going on right now in fact, we got the Boaz Lions Club Fish Fry going on, and that's going on until 7 or until gone at the Boaz Community Building. Enjoy a 2 or 3 piece meal with scalloped potatoes, dinner roll, coleslaw, milk or coffee, and dessert for $15. Proceeds will benefit the local scholarship program. Also going on right now, the Break Bread with Community Members at a free community meal. That's being held at the Other Door Inn in Viroqua, Vernon County's drop-in center. Also, Walk with Grace teams who have calendar raffle tickets they are not selling are asked to turn them in as soon as possible. There are a number of teams in need of tickets, and there are none left at the Grace office. If you have tickets you are not using, please call the Grace office at 608-604-8255. Arrangements can be made to pick them up from you and deliver them to teams in need.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Attention shoppers! Save 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including top name brands at Mr. G's in Richland Center. Join the fun with great bargains both outside and in store at Mr. G's Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square today through Sunday. Mr. G's is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Don't miss out!
Mr. G's!
At Cleary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Cleary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Cleary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Cleary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly, no one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little queasy, and they should. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger Care in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP, and who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you a lot. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Auction specialist Mineral Point LLC invites you to a huge estate auction for the David Anderson Estate, Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m., located at 3027 Sandhill Road, Boscobel, Wisconsin, just 5 miles north of Fenimore or 5 miles south of Boscobel on Highway 61, then east on County T. Watch for the signs. This massive sale includes a classic AC D17 tractor, manure spreader, corn sheller, trailers, and more, Cub Cadet Zero Turn Mower, yard push mowers and chainsaws, shop equipment, fencing supplies, antiques, toys, household goods, and over 20 long guns and rifles, plus collectible toys, sandbox items, oak furniture, tools, signs, and more. Lunch and restrooms on site. Come prepared to spend the day. For a full listing, visit auction specialist mineralpoint.com or call today. That's this Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it.
WRCO Studios is proudly powered by the Richland Family Restaurant, where the flavor's local and the music hits just right.
Slowly rolling out of sight. I try to focus on the headlights. together. I try to think about Shakespeare, leave you, the Beatles on the road.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A three country prisoners swap announced by the Trump administration. 10 Americans detained in Venezuela are heading home. More than 250 alleged Venezuelan gang members the U.S. sent to El Salvador are back in Venezuela. ABC's Shannon Kingston.
The Trump administration is giving a lot of credit to El Salvador's President Bukele, of course, a very close Trump ally.
President Trump's MAGA supporters rallying to his defense again this after he ordered the attorney general to get more Jeffrey Epstein material released. And after Mr. Trump denied a story in the Wall Street Journal that he wrote Epstein a letter in 2003 for his 50th birthday. ABC News has not been able to independently confirm the letter exists. And now President Trump has filed a libel lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal, Rupert Murdoch, and others over that alleged birthday message. President Trump at the White House signing a bipartisan bill regulating cryptocurrency. This is ABC News. Top church leaders today visiting a site blasted by an Israeli attack in Gaza. ABC's Patrick Reval.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Pope Leo XIV earlier today following that incident yesterday where Israeli tank fire hit Gaza's only Catholic church, the Church of the Holy Family, killing three people, injuring around